the future of office space in Greater Cincinnati in the next few years. Return to work mandates, tariffs on construction materials, and a limited supply of Class A properties are all bound to play a role. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to give us the pulse on the local market are Cincinnati Business Courier Editor-in-Chief Tom Demaropoulos. Welcome back, Tom.
Hi, Lucy. Happy to be here.
And Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation Executive Vice President of Civic and Commercial Space Activation, Christy Samad. Thanks for being here, Christy.
Thanks for having me.
Tom, in January, the Business Courier reported the office market was poised for transformation this year. What are some of the factors that made commercial real estate professionals optimistic for the start of this year?
Yeah. So, Lucy, I think this goes back to something that started really more than a decade ago for Cincinnati. So a little bit of background on myself. So before I became editor-in-chief, I was the commercial real estate reporter for the Business Courier for about a decade.
I know you were.
So I've been covering this for a pretty long time, and I got a phone call in 2019 from a real estate broker, and he said, I've got a really interesting story for you. I was like, okay, what is it? He said, we're running out of Class B office space. And I was like, that sounds weird. And Class B office space is typically older, less efficient office buildings. And I was like, how much have we lost? And he said, we've lost about 1 million square feet, was his back of the napkin math. So I started looking into it. And when I added up all the buildings that had either been converted to apartments or hotels, it was about 3 million square feet of space. So you're looking at—
And that was back in 2019.
2019. So that's three Great American Towers of space had either been converted to other uses or were planned to be converted. That is a ton of space. So Cincinnati has been really ahead of the curve when you look at cities that are taking their office stock and reusing it and, you know, transforming it into something else. And that's really just continued through the pandemic. So you look at that now, in the past, you know, couple years, we've probably added another 1.4 million square feet of buildings that are converting from office to other uses. So that is a lot of different people. But it's also a lot of inventory going away. So the downtown office market has about 15 million square feet of space. You're talking about 20%. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. Well, Christy, what kind of impact does that have then on people who are looking for office space? Is that reduced supply leading to greater demand?
It does. It does. And it also, I mean, I think that looking at how we brand downtown as well, and looking at that the last year we launched the Fountain District, and it's not being, you know, all the same use of, you know, office space, businesses. It is looking at how the different uses and what you're seeing downtown. How do we brand it? How do we message it? And yeah, I mean, I think that continuing the Class A office space and utilizing all of the different amenities that are downtown, how do we activate it? How do we use those as selling points for these office tenants and getting them excited to be back and the Fountain District, that downtown area.
Yeah. You know, Christy, we've talked about this, and obviously this is something that's very interesting to commercial real estate brokers, people who are in the business. But what does this mean for us as individual workers, for our employers? What does this kind of change in the focus, the rebranding, or just the change in the amount of space that's available? I don't know if, Christy, you want to weigh in, or Tom, you want to weigh in?
Good.
Yeah. So I think, you know, a couple of things going on here. We have not built a new office building since the old GE building at the banks. So it's been almost a decade.
Is that how old that is?
Yeah,
now,
that
Tom?
That building was announced, I think, in 2015, and I think it delivered in 17. So we're coming
like,
up
like just yesterday.
We're coming up on that building being relatively old. So, you know, at some point, and had we not had a pandemic, I think it would have happened earlier. At some point, we're going to need new office space. It's good for our market. It's good for to be a healthy and growing market to have new options for office users. You know, and as you move away from those Class B and C buildings and they become something else, you're going to have tenants that are going to say, where do we go? If we want to stay downtown, there are just fewer and fewer options for that lower rent Class B building. But if you add new stock, that starts kind of a chain reaction. So a tenant who's like, I want to be in the best space. I want to, you know, I want my employees to want to come into the office. So, you know, they move from one of the existing towers into a new space. And then that sets off the chain reaction of other companies. Oh, well, I can go into that building now. And, you know, I can get my employees to be excited about that space. So
I see. So once the people leave for the fanciest spaces, that makes the other spaces, they're less fancy, but they're fancier than other people have been working in, and that's the chain reaction you're talking about.
Correct.
But I think having those second generation spaces, then, you know, it's a lower price point, you can get in. But Tom, to your point of, you know, how are we selling to get people back to work and wanting to go into the office? And so utilizing, you know, downtown as a campus and all of those different amenities into that selling point as well. So I think that's kind of like how habits have changed. And it's, you know, how do you, one, you want a fancy office space inside, but then when you're going in and coming to work and you want to take your lunch breaks and, you know, having Fountain Square and having all the events, and why do you, if you can sit at home and work from home, you know, what are reasons that you would want to come to the office? And so looking at all of those different ways we can supplement that.
And that's really what employers are competing with. They're competing with the couch. Like, yes. they're competing with the
ease. That's a tough competition.
Yeah. It is. It really is. It's so convenient to be able to do work from your home. But you have to make it something that people want to go do. They want to be in the office. They want the experience of walking downtown and bumping into two or three people that they know while they go to get coffee. Like, all those connections happen because you work
100%,
in a city.
Yes.
We are talking about the future of office space in Greater Cincinnati with a focus on downtown. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Christy, you mentioned the Fountain District a few times, kind of the center of the central business district that we all think of. This is important for employers to have nice office space to attract their employees back to work and working in the office. Why is it important for the other businesses downtown? I mean, there are a lot of restaurants and retailers that really want this to...
Yeah. When I think this small little area, I mean, has, with all of the businesses in it, I mean, there's about $80 million of business that goes in and out for annually. And so being adjacent to the convention center and that reopening in January, you know, having a brand to attach to, you know, when you think of Central Business District, it's vast. You know, there's a large downtown and it really visualizes then an exact location. So it's like, hey, I'm going to the Fountain District for lunch. Or I'm parking there to go to the Reds game, or, you know, my office is located here. I'm going into the restaurants. I mean, I think that it's really gives people a way to conceptualize where it is. And so focusing on that, I think, is important for all of those businesses.
Yeah. And did you just say the convention center is going to reopen in January?
Yes.
Wow. That's faster than I thought. Yeah. I didn't have that at the top of my head. Wow. Tom, I read that 2024 was the first year in Greater Cincinnati that had more space that was being leased than was being vacated since 2019. Talk about that and why that's important.
Yes. So during the pandemic, a lot of people didn't know what to do with their office space. They were unsure what office was going to look like. Were they going to need it long term? You know, for a lot of companies, they made it work during the pandemic. They did a good job of figuring out how to use how to get work done without coming into the office. The other thing that I think you saw were a lot of office users go, I don't know what decision to make long term. So we'll just punt. We'll renew for a couple years. We'll renew for a smaller period of time and kind of look at what's going to happen trend wise. So this past year, we finally saw more people adding space, which to me is an indication that companies have seen. And so I'm going to speak, this is my thought on this. Companies have seen the value of working together, of coming into a shared space and interacting face to face. There is so much that happens that's not getting the work done that happens in the office space that I think a lot of companies are seeing. Okay, if I want to figure out who are my rising stars, I can see that when they're in the office and I can interact with them and see how they interact with their coworkers. So you're starting to see more companies put more value on that shared space and figuring out what does that look like? Is it a private office for everybody? Maybe not, but is it a space that everyone can come into and there's a space for everybody to work there? Yes, that's that collaborative co-working space where everyone's there together.
Mm-hmm. With maybe some little private rooms in case you need to go into a huddle room and get something done that you don't want your cubicle mates to
yep.
hear. Yeah, okay.
And I feel like even with young talent too. I mean, just one, it's so much work is getting done when you have that collaboration. But, you know, how do you train your new employees and how do you get them really ingrained? And I think that that's going to be a big part of this, too, of people coming back to work, continuing to see those office tenants come back.
Yeah. Some new employees who had to go to college over Zoom and they just really would like to see humans in real life.
At the Courier, we've had a couple new hires who are fresh out of college, and they both really have said they enjoy coming to the office because it's a chance to meet their coworkers and see other people in the city. And it, you know, it's a good experience to work with others.
Yeah. Well, because you're such a good boss, Tom. I mean, that's got to be part of it. You know, you were talking about trends, Tom. And one thing that we noticed while we were researching this conversation was there are some owners of properties who are looking to sell them. I'm thinking of Scripps. They're selling the WCPO property. I understand that's going to be a long-term lease back if they find a buyer. Hamilton County is selling some of its buildings. What's that about? Is that about generating cash? Like, what's going on with that trend?
So for the Scripps building, that seems more like a opportunity for them to unlock the value of that real estate, to get some dollars.
Listen to you, unlock the value. Okay.
Yes. So they want to stay in the building, but instead of owning it, if they lease it, it's a smaller cost. It gives them some money that they can use for other operations.
They don't have to pay for maintenance or a new roof or whatever.
Right. They're just paying their rental fee.
Okay.
And then on the county side, you know, the county's going to be moving its operations to the old Bon Secours Mercy Health headquarters building in Bond Hill. So you've got all these separate buildings downtown and in other parts of the city that will become available, and they are ripe for redevelopment. They are kind of laid out really well for converting to residences. So I think you'll see a lot of interest from developers. And again, looking at the apartment occupancy rates in Cincinnati and downtown, they're so high that we're looking at like 94-95% occupancy, which theoretically that's essentially full. If you add in 5% for move-ins and move-outs, you're basically full. So even with all the apartments that we've added, there's still demand. And I think there's, you know, a housing shortage in Cincinnati. So you're going to see those developers look at those buildings as opportunity to come in and add some more housing units.
Okay. So they might be looking at some of these county-owned buildings and not thinking, ooh, I can put a bunch of offices there, but ooh, I might be able to convert this into lots of rental units.
Right. Or a mix of the two. You know, some office space, maybe office space lower, and then residents above. We'll see what works, but definitely there's opportunity.
Yeah. Christy, do you have a sense for how we're doing in Cincinnati with office space compared to other markets like Dayton or Louisville, other markets that are similar size or nearby? How do we compare?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, looking at some other cities that we're actively talking with too, like Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Baltimore, I mean, I think the thing that we have unique is the owner-occupied office buildings too. And we don't have a lot of different multi-tenant. And so that helps with the vacancy, the occupancy rates. But I think that we're trending great. And I think that also thinking of that, I keep bringing it back to the activity and activation, but I think that then when you're looking at the vibrancy of a downtown, I think that speaks to Cincinnati in volumes. And I think this, because of the residential piece, we have more bodies. We have a lot of people coming back to work. If you look at our garages, we often look at that as, you know, tangible. We know the occupancy rates so we can see that traffic. And so we see them back 100% occupied. And so I think that from Tuesday to Thursday, I think Mondays and Fridays are around 80%. But knowing that we still have that full force, we're very vibrant in that fact. I think that that is helping our downtown thrive compared to some other markets where maybe it is more office space and it's not as occupied. But I think,
yeah. So the 3CDC garages, the ones that you all operate,
yes,
that you're saying those are basically full Tuesday through Thursday and
they
80%
are
full
Monday and Friday.
I guess that's when the couch wins part of the time, huh, Tom?
That's
and
right. That couch. On Friday, yeah, it's really
yeah.
tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm seeing that with other buildings, too, Christy, is there are buildings that are getting parking spaces in other parts of the city because they're too full. And so they're shuttling. They're providing shuttles for their employees that are in those buildings to get to their part. Again, to make it as easy as possible to get them
no
to come
hurdles.
To the office.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you were just talking, Tom, about how we haven't had brand new office space built in a while. Like I said, the GE building seemed like just yesterday to me. But, you know, when you get older, the time goes quickly. What kind of impact do you think the economy, the tariffs, what is the impact that all that's having on the ability to build new office space?
Yeah, so the biggest problem there is uncertainty. And I think that's kind of the name of the game right now, is we're unsure of what that's going to look like. And, that businesses don't like uncertainty. So I think we have in Cincinnati a lot of companies that would like to be doing things that have kind of been holding off on, like, oh, we really know we need to do something with a new office space, or we need to make an investment in our physical assets. But when you're uncertain, that makes you hit pause. So I think if we could get some more certainty, we might see some more things start. And it's knowing, I think, Lucy, is the biggest problem is, if you can factor in the price increase and say, okay, I know it's going to cost, 5% more, whatever it is because of tariffs, then you know that and you can get started. If you don't know, that's where a company's going to kind of hit pause and say, well, let's figure out what this is going to look like.
Yeah. If that certainty comes, and I don't know that any of us sitting around this table can predict that, but if that certainty were to come, I've seen Greater Cincinnati described as having kind of a Goldilocks reputation. The market's not too hot, it's not too cold. Would that work in our favor if there is a bit more certainty? Does that make Greater Cincinnati a more attractive place to invest and build?
I think so. I think if you look at the fact that we haven't overbuilt in any of our categories, we haven't overbuilt in apartments, we haven't overbuilt in office space, that makes us more attractive because you can look at the market and go, oh, there's demand here. Like there's opportunity to fill office space, there's opportunity to fill apartments. So I think that does work in our favor in this case.
Yeah. Is that what 3CDC looks at, Christy, in terms of when you're trying to gauge what do people want? What are the factors you're looking at?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just talking, kind of getting the pulse on, I feel like for the Saks renovation, for example, I think, working with Paycor and Paycor headquarters and looking at that street level, the mixed use of, where is that entertainment with the office and kind of what they're looking for. It's getting that pulse.
Yeah. I just walked past that yesterday and it looks so different with the...
It does. They've done a great job on the renovation of it. And I think Fifth Street in general is going to be an overwhelming new asset to downtown.
Yeah. Tom, you are the editor of Business Newspaper. As we've suggested, I know you're following all these debates about whether we might have an economic downturn, even the big R word, recession. Like there's a lot of talk happening about that. If that were to happen, what could that mean for the office marketplace?
So that's a good question. So one of the things that I think is good about Cincinnati is we have companies like Western and Southern. And you look at the last time there was a major downturn, Western and Southern, because they have such a broad time horizon and because they're such a strong company, they took that as an opportunity to build. They built Great American Tower because, there was demand for the space and it was a good time because pricing came down. There were lots of companies that were available to build things. So they said, okay, we've got a long enough time horizon and we love this pricing decrease. Let's go, let's build. And that was huge for Cincinnati to do that at the time. If that ends up being the situation we're in again, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't someone that goes, okay, what do we need? What do we know we're going to need, regardless of how the economy is doing right now, that will benefit the city long term? And you could see that happen again.
It's like the people who buy the stocks when the market's low because those are the bargain times, I guess, huh?
Yep. And not being emotional with your investment, realizing that the fundamentals are still here. This is still a great place to do business, still a great place to live and work.
Yeah. Well, and it seems, we talked about this at the beginning, it seems like many observers expected this to be a good year for commercial real estate and the office market. What do you see as the outlook now, Christy? What are you expecting? I'll need you to scooch a little bit closer to
yes.
your microphone.
Sorry. I think that looks great. I mean, Tom and I were talking about this before we came in here. And I think that the outlook in general for downtown and all the activity and people who want to be down here, it's incredibly positive. And I think that Cincinnati has that going for it and continuing to see, looking at the different spaces and the uses and where we need to continue to infill. I think the demand is there, and it will continue to get better from here.
Okay. Well, I've been talking with Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation Executive Vice President of Civic and Commercial Space Activation, Christy Samad, and Cincinnati Business Courier Editor-in-Chief, Tom Demaropoulos. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Marshall Verbsky, and Rob Fetters composed our theme music. I'm Lucy May. Thanks so much for listening.